Yeah, and I don't know about the people over there if they're against us. Even the Russian people, I don't think the people themselves is against us. It's the government that's against us. And like Hong Kong, they don't like China at all. They were raising, when Trump got elected, they were raising Trump signs out there in the streets in Hong Kong. And Chinese police are trying to get in there and take signs away from them. So I give Hong Kong credit. They like freedom rather than living according to the government's rules. But yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, all the European countries do not allow you to have a weapon, like Australia, Great Britain, or England. Finland, you can. I think rifles only. But they I don't know. That's what the Japanese emperor said, or the general said, when they're in World War II. If we go over to break ground in America, there's going to be a man with a gun under every blade of grass in America. We better watch ourselves if we try to break ground over there. And that was they knew it. And they come over here. Not only is the army going to get you, but the citizens are well as well. But that was back in the days when we were more free. Now it probably isn't that way. But hopefully, like I said, a few, well, maybe three or four presidents will maybe change something for the good. It's not going to be just one president. We know that. They need a lot more time. But yeah, it's just unfortunate that we have to put up with this stuff, especially with the things like that don't make sense to me, like men dressing as women and going into women's like college sports and ruining it for girls that are trying to get their scholarships to go to college by training all their life, like the swimmer, that swimming girl. She was the best, Olympic material, and she was going to get a scholarship, but this man dressed up as a woman, beat everybody's records, and it ruined a bunch of girls' scholarships. And I thought that was just terrible. Why are they doing that? But that's just something that really bothers me. It's not the fact that whatever they call them, she-males, I don't know what do they call them, transdressers. They can do whatever they want in the privacy of their home, but when you bring it out in the public and start ruining other girls' scholarships, that's not good.